Hey, welcome to Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're talking about why attention is important in your relationship. Let's have a quote from Mary Oliver. To pay attention, this is our endless and proper work. You probably think the whole world is in focus, like a photograph. It isn't. Place your finger a few inches away from some text, focus on it, and try to read that text. You can't. The fovea, the center of the eye, is a small region where we see sharply, and the brain pretends that the rest is in focus as well. It's extraordinary. Try it out. Attention is like that too. Think of it as a flashlight, or a torch if you're British. You only see what it is pointing at. We often swing it wildly around as if we're in a forest on a moonless night, checking for branches, gullies, predators and prey. And we're not fully in control of it either, as anyone who's tried to meditate will attest. It's as if someone else also has hold of the flashlight handle and keeps jogging and taking command of it. Our language reflects this continual change of focus as well. My attention was caught by... Let me draw your attention to. Pay attention. That is, in many ways, a good thing. The smoke alarm demands attention, even when we're engrossed in Game of Thrones, just as we see movement in our peripheral vision. And what we pay attention to is not only events in the outside world, it's often internal. The past or the future preoccupies us, and we switch attention to our senses just enough to avoid walking into the furniture. Now, apply all of this to your relationships with other people, whether acquaintances or your lover. If you're not paying attention, you won't see them. If you're continually switching attention, you'll only see them a little. When you give them your full attention, they become, for that time, your entire world. You see them for who they are, though, of course, filtered by your beliefs and prejudices. And this other person, whether a checkout clerk or your lover, can feel your gaze, will respond to your attention, because our reactions are very much social in nature. It's only through attention that a relationship exists at all. If you pay no attention, that person does not even exist for you. When you walk with someone, you pay attention to pace and direction, lest you become just two separate bodies in the crowd. And so it is in a relationship. It's your true attention to each other that holds it together and makes it real. When that attention becomes mutual, full attention, a sacred space is created, that special way of being together that we've recently written about, and I've spoken about it here on this blog. By not paying attention to past events or future concerns, you can be present to yourself and to your partner. When your mind is not filled up with concerns and your attention isn't directed elsewhere, you will experience the magic and fullness of union with another. Well, that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed the ideas. Find more and follow us at our blog at philandmaud.com.